much, everybody. We'll see you.
A quick note to say that our conversation with JP was actually so rich that episode.
Hey, this is David Poe, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
The river flows tranquilly on, the flowers are red, and this is Infinite Contact. Join me, Theo 3, for forgotten frequencies and cinematic live vinyl and cassette mix journeys that bend genres and warp timelines. From deep electro vaults to dusty spiritual jazz, obscure hip-hop beats to cosmic synthscapes, each episode is a transmission from the past and future of the infinite I Am Presence. Lock in Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m., only on 90.7 FM, WGXC.
Turn out on Thursday, July 31st at 7 p.m. to the Avalon Lounge for Breaking the Algorithm IRL, a new monthly series presented by Wavefarm's WGXC as part of our Local Waves initiative. Part conversation led by Mike Amari of Chosen Family and part DJ set by a WGXC volunteer, the series highlights local artists, musicians, venue owners and bookers, and record label owners. This month's event features a discussion with local musician and soundmaker Sarah Van Buren, SVB, and a DJ set by DJ Christopher Michael Hefner, entry by donation. Check the WGXC community calendar for more info. See you there.
Wavefarms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Anna of Santa Cruz, California. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 1st. Local early morning temperatures range from 53 degrees in Tannersville to 60 in Kinderhook. Regional average soil temperature is 68 degrees. Yes, we are moving into more reasonable territory. Air quality will be moderate. Pollen levels will be medium. Yesterday was a big help to our region. It needed that water, and that drop in temperature squashed the dew points. That will be in the high 50s to low 60s today, much better than the 70s we've been seeing lately. Rain and fog chances vacate by 9 a.m. We'll get a high temperature of 76 at 4 p.m. Overnight, we get another comfortable drop hitting 56 degrees. Tomorrow, sunny, high of 78 at 4 p.m. Beautiful. Overnight, temperatures dip to 55 degrees. Then on Sunday, we see a high of 84 at 3 p.m. Monday, high of 87. Dew points will still be sane. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:34 a.m., high tide at 9:14 a.m., low tide again at 3:37 p.m., then high tide once again at 9:48 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 82 and the tide strength is average. Sunset today will be at 8:02 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:45 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 5%. Plasma winds will be average at 466 kilometers per second with a thin density of 2 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently solar max standard with an S2 level noise floor. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 138, and this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
The Public News Service Friday Afternoon Update. I'm Mike Clifford.
Markets wobbled around the world Friday as investors confronted signs of a weakening U.S. economy and a new barrage of tariffs announced by President Trump, scrambling global supply chains and antagonizing major trading partners. That from the New York Times. They report the latest U.S. jobs report showed a pullback in hiring, indicating that the labor market was weaker than economists had expected amid the uncertainty caused in part by Trump's trade war. The Times notes the trend of rising teen joblessness continues as traditional summer jobs become harder to find. Teen unemployment rose to 15.2% in July. That's up from 12.6% a year ago. And the 2025 list of American workplaces that best support employees adopting a child ranks Montana-based Northwestern Energy 92nd overall and in the top three in the energy and utility sector.
The annual list from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption takes into consideration criteria including financial reimbursement. Ryan Lauer is district manager in Lewistown for Northwestern Energy. He says the company offered his family a lump sum of $20,000 while adopting a child from Bulgaria,
which we were able to use for everything from the plane tickets over there to the lawyer fees and the adoption agency fees. And so that really went a long way to aid the financial burden.
Lauer says paid parental leave, another factor the foundation considers in its annual ranking, helped him follow the adoption agency's recommendation to spend time building up the new family relationship. I'm Kathleen Shannon.
Next, the new federal budget could leave Missouri with a bigger tab for managing the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also referred to as SNAP, just as hundreds of thousands of families rely on it to feed their kids.
Advocates say the shift could have ripple effects for the state's most vulnerable residents. More than 650,000 Missourians rely on federal benefits for nutritional support, including children, seniors, and people with disabilities. Casey Hansen with Kids Win Missouri says it's largely wait and see as the changes under the law begin to take effect.
It's kind of hard to say at this point. There's nothing cut and dry, but I think we believe that any types of cuts that ultimately are going to lead to those folks having less access to food is very concerning, especially for children.
Crystal Blair reporting.
And introduced federal legislation would ensure public school teachers nationwide make a minimum salary of $60,000 a year. The bill's sponsor, Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, says teachers are dealing with levels of stress and burnout not seen in other occupations.
Public school teachers in America today have one of the toughest, one of the most demanding, and one of the most underappreciated jobs in the country.
Supporters say the Pay Teachers Act would help fill more than 500 teacher vacancies across New Hampshire. It would also ensure fully certified teachers are staffing schools. This is Public News Service. A new ranking gives North Dakota high marks for transparency in revealing the state's current financial picture, but one watchdog group says there's still room for improvement and warns of future budget pressure.
Each summer, the nonpartisan think tank Truth in Accounting releases its financial transparency score for all states. This year, North Dakota ranks 10th in the nation. Factors include what independent auditors have to say, the accuracy of current spending details, and the accessibility of information. Truth in Accounting, Sheila Weinberg says this might seem boring to voters, but it's worth paying attention to.
Citizens need to know how well financially their governments are doing. Are they putting the citizens in risk of paying higher taxes or receiving less services?
Unlike the federal government, states are required to balance their budgets, but Weinberg says there are instances of what she calls political math. That's when elected leaders tout responsible bookkeeping, but annual audits might include items like pension data that's a year or two old. The report says North Dakota lags in that area, along with most other states. I'm Mike Moen.
And forests provide people with space for solitude. Summer hikers to a New Mexico wilderness area can help collect valuable preservation and restoration data.
Hikers in the Carson National Forest can sign up for a session of solitude monitoring, 4 hours in which they log encounters with other amblers and campers. The project is a collaboration between the U.S. Forest Service and the nonprofit New Mexico Wild. The group's Kayla Gutierrez says it's about gathering information on visitor density and the impact it's having on the ecosystem.
This really just helps the Forest Service understand traffic patterns on trails, which trails are getting really heavy use, understanding that there should be places in wilderness where you can get away from people and really have solitude and quiet.
I'm Roz Brown.
Finally, the dairy industry is buttering up Ohioans at the state fair this weekend to both entertain and inform them about the importance of agriculture to the state.
The American Dairy Association Midwest has decorated its pavilion with traditional butter sculptures with images of cows and calves wearing hard hats. One of the lead butter sculptors, Paul Brook, says putting the display together is a major undertaking.
We start with a plan. We build the armatures. We have the butter delivered. It comes room temperature before we get here, so it's soft and ready to go onto the armature. If we're doing animals, we like to get all the anatomy right, and then we go for the detail.
The Ohio dairy industry contributes $31 billion a year to the state's economy and employs about 132,000 people. Dairy farmers not only produce over 5 billion pounds of milk each year. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
This is by Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Welcome to the WGXC Afternoon Show. This is Lucy, your host. I'm all set up in the Catskill studio at 393 Main Street, if you want to stop by and say hi. We have a very interesting show for you tonight. I had a different guest who unfortunately canceled on me. So I have a last minute fill-in, and her name is Steph Helmos. Is that how you say your last name?
Yes.
Welcome to the studio, Steph.
Thank you for having me. I'm proud to be the plan B of the show.
Typically, there's a lot of research and planning and all sorts of stuff for an interview. So Steph and I are flying blind here.
Yep, we're going for it.
The framework is pretty much we're going to talk about Foreland, mm-hmm. which I say wrong. I say Foreland,
right.
Like Candyland. So we're going to talk a little bit about Foreland, for which Steph is the
executive director.
Sure. I do know Steph. It sounds like I don't, but what's your last name? So we're going to talk a little bit about Foreland, and then things are going to get a little silly. So I have a book here called The Book of Questions by one Gregory Stock, PhD. This one has been revised and updated.
Yeah.
So after we do a little chit-chat, do a little, you know, serious talk, serious journalism about Foreland, we're going to dive into the silliness and ask each other some questions.
I'm completely cold. Absolutely terrified.
And this book is pretty horrible.
It's really bad.
There is a review here. Gregory Stock reminds us that what really matters are the questions.
Wait, hang on a second. No, incorrect. So Gregory Stock, his name is credited as Gregory at the bottom, but I noticed that Seth Godin, who wrote that review at the top, he calls him Greg Stock.
Oh.
Which leads me to believe that they're very close buddies.
That's his dad.
That's his dad, Greg Sr.
It is a number one New York Times bestseller, though. Dare to ask.
Dare to ask.
I'm going to dare to ask. I have a couple of questions picked out here, but I think we're just going to fly blind.
And I haven't seen these questions.
No. I literally bought this 3 hours ago.
Yeah, that's a really important
I drove
disclaimer.
All the way to Kingston
that's
just to get this.
I don't recommend you changing your dial. I know that this sounds like it's not going to be hard hitting, but I have a feeling if this might be a gut wrenching interview for me, at least.
I also did have a very brief discussion with Steph about obscenity, so
yeah,
we're going to do our best. If there are children around, maybe put them in a different room.
I'm going to try so hard.
Put them in the closet.
Yeah. Have you heard of the show Coco Melon? Press play on that now.
It's iPad time. So anyway, let's talk about Foreland quick. I keep saying it wrong. Foreland.
You're saying it right.
Oh, Steph needs to be closer to the mic. We're getting people.
Oh, really? I'm so loud. That is very rare. Okay, now Steph is closer to the mic. Is this a little bit better?
And you want to know what's funny is I have no idea whose phone number that is. text me who
that
you
is
are.
So disconcerting.
Oh my gosh, my husband did too. I'm having a little trouble hearing Stephanie. He said Stephanie.
Stephanie. This is the very first time in truly my entire life
where someone said, I can't hear you.
Ever. I'm quite literally the loudest person I've ever known.
Me too.
You're a close second, Lucy.
Oh, for sure.
No, you. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's Sam. Hey,
it
Sam.
It was Sam. Hi, Sam.
What up?
That's Sam McDermott. He's the operations director at Foreland.
He's the best.
He's the greatest.
The greatest. What is he? What did you just say?
Well, I mean, some people call him Hot Sam. That's a fact. Oh, he's going to hate that. But some people do call him Hot Sam. But he's our operations director. He basically gets credit for all the good things.
He's sending us hearts now. I wish I knew how to do the call-in feature.
Oh, I don't want the call-in feature.
It's Sam calling in. Sam, you're live on the air. All right, so tell us about Foreland. In full disclosure, I have a studio in Foreland. It's fantastic, and I love it. But what? Give us a little overview, and then let's get to our questions.
Okay. Well, first, you have a disclaimer. My disclaimer is you're our worst tenant.
Always causing problems. Too loud.
Too loud. Foreland is an 85,000 square foot arts campus.
That's mind blowing.
I know, it's wild. Comprised of three historic mill buildings here in Catskill. We have 41 artist studios. We have a co-working space. And then we also have two private event venues where we rent them out for weddings. And we actually have a celebration of life coming up. We hosted the Cairo Durham senior prom.
You did?
Yes. And I really wanted to crash, but I was persona non grata because I'm old and I have gray hair.
Oh my gosh. I would have been looking in the windows.
Yes. So we have.
That's crazy.
We have, at this point, we have about 60 some odd tenants, I want to say. Mostly those who participate in the production of art. Art making, graphic design, curators, things like that.
Curators?
Yeah, we have some curators, a group that's called Spritz 3000.
Cool.
Wait, 2000? 3000. Oh, no, it might be 2000 and I'm going Andre 3000. Anyway, they're moving in. But yeah, it's we have great tenants. It's a nice community. It's a beautiful development.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And there are other things. Creature of Habit, the hair salon is...
The salon, we have a boxing gym called the Studio Fitness.
Which, if you're a regular listener, you may remember Clark McKinnon, my very first guest.
Clark, Dreamboat. I mean, he competes with Hot Sam for Dreamboat of my day. And what else? We have Cone Zero Ceramics, a ceramic school.
Which just opened.
They opened a drawing and painting school.
Yep. That's very exciting. Willa's.
Willa's, which makes... Really great food.
Really great. The biscuit.
Oh, the
Get
biscuit.
Get a biscuit. Do not ruin it with butter and jam.
The tater tot, the like home fries. Oh,
I've never had them, but I was there with my kids the other day, and somebody had a bowl full of them,
they're
and I really wanted to.
So good. Yeah, yeah. And what else? Catskill Weaving School. So there's a lot of our leasing is to, it's commercial leasing. There's no residential at Foreland.
A florist. I don't know. I don't know what they
Bish,
must just do events. But the other
Pedal
day I was
the metal florist.
Leaving my studio and they had some sort of crazy floral chain going all up through the hallway.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah. Did we cover the basics?
Yeah, we got it. Can we?
If you have any questions, don't call in because I don't know the number.
Nor how to link.
Nor, yes. But apparently you can just text me.
Yeah.
Text Sam and he'll text me.
Text Sam and Sam will text Lucy.
All right. So who wants to start? So like I said, this is the Book of Questions by Greg or Gregory.
Wait, how long do we talk on this show?
An hour.
Oh my God. We're already into questions? Oh boy. All right.
It's been 18 minutes.
Oh, it has?
No, we've done eight.
Oh, we've done eight minutes.
Yeah, because the first...
Wow, we really blew through that.
Should we not?
No, I mean, I'm
just so excited.
Okay, yeah, truly, listener, I peeked in this book.
And it's...
And it, so far, the one word I have to describe it is an abomination. These questions are so dark. Okay, so Lucy and I, we're going to take turns.
We're going to take turns. Okay. And like I said, we really don't have any that are... there was one that I had that was really weird.
I'm going to open to random pages. Oh, here she goes.
I know.
You know what I like about being on the radio?
What?
I don't have to, like, look good.
No, I don't right now. That's for sure.
I get to be my 14-year-old boy who doesn't realize that he has a full-grown woman's body that he has to dress every day.
We literally both look like
that. Wearing the same outfit. Okay.
I'm literally wearing an Adidas shirt.
That shirt is tight.
Right?
I like it.
My husband got it for me. I saw it in a store and I was like, that's too much.
Yeah. Oh my God, this was like, a little.
I know.
That's mom mentality.
I think I just didn't want to. You want to know I didn't why you carry thought it
was it. Too much? Is because we parents spend so much money on our children's fruit. I always say that, I swear
like
to God.
Like literal fruit?
Fruit.
That's
in order
true.
To buy your kids berries, you have to have 15 generations of wealth to lean on, I swear to God. I pick up the raspberries and my hands are just drenched in sweat.
Oh, yeah. I just didn't allow my kids to have berries.
Yeah,
like
berries.
You eat the apple, yeah, core and all, or nothing.
Full core stem.
We're not at berry level in this economic ladder right now.
You can't be berry level.
I'm not paying for an iPad.
No one can be berry level.
And no one's having blackberries.
Definitely not.
You're done. All right. Okay, this one's...
Oh, no.
I think this one's pretty straightforward, so maybe it's not good, but it'll ease us in.
Okay.
You arrange an evening with a friend, but on the day before, an unexpected chance to do something much more exciting comes up.
Uh-huh.
How would you handle the situation?
I would just be flat out honest with
right?
you.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say, oh, I'm really, really sorry, but Billie Eilish wants to kiss me on the mouth. I cannot attend our dinner at Shake Shack.
At Applebee's.
I'm sorry. I can't. No, I would just be honest.
Yeah, I would
just be honest.
I guess that one was pretty boring.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that's possibly my worst/best quality as a human being is you always know where you stand.
Yeah. No, me too. It's not great.
Yeah. But it's good because I want people to be like that with me.
You know what, Lucy? It's good, not great.
It's good, not great. Yeah. Exactly. Okay. I'd be like, you're no fun and this thing's better.
Yeah.
And they would say, I feel like you could have worded that differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be like, okay, I'll learn from that. I want to do two because that one was lame.
Yeah, that was lame.
Okay. Do you think you have much impact on the lives of people whose paths you cross? Has anyone, over a short period of time, significantly influenced your life? All right, I don't like the second part of the question. I'm just going to say...
But it's a two... They're asking, have I had an impact on others?
Do you think you have much impact on the lives of people whose paths you cross?
I think that's very hard to know, unless the person goes out of their way to tell me. I think I've had very positive impacts on people I've dated.
Positive?
Yeah. I do. I think I have.
Well, that's good.
I've never like almost swore. I'm never crummy in a breakup.
Because you're honest.
Yeah, I'm not jealous of the people. I think that people I've dated are have probably walked away thinking I can love again. They throw on a Celine Dion record, as we all do, and they move on.
I don't know. What's the song? I thought I knew it.
Titanic, whatever Titanic yeah.
Oh,
was.
My Heart Will Go On.
My Heart Will Go
obviously.
On.
Obviously.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh, I didn't bring my laptop. I wish we could play it.
Wow. Wildly unprepared.
Yeah.
What about you? Do you think that you have an impact?
I don't know if it's positive or negative, but I definitely think after people talk to me, they're like, wow, she was weird.
Well, let's be honest. It's not asking positive or negative.
No,
I chose to go with the positive. Potential upside of my impact.
That's the cross I bear is that I think I definitely am
sure.
fully aware of self-aware of my personality.
Same.
And I feel like 99% of the time it's almost like I'm blacked out. Like I have no, like, it's like I leave a conversation. I'm like, why did I say that?
No, you and I are going to leave this interview and neither of us are going to remember anything.
No. And we'll never listen to it.
Never.
No.
Never gonna. The only person that I know is listening to it and recording it forever is Sam.
Darn you, Sam. No, I, was hanging out with somebody last week who I barely know and told them that I hadn't showered in like 5 days.
Yeah. That,
like,
that
why
tracks.
Did I do that?
That
I actually initially lied and said it had been 4 days.
Oh.
Or I was like, oh, I haven't showered since Monday. And then I was like, all right, it was Saturday.
Oh, gross.
Like nobody asked to follow up. Like
I had, there was a guy that was, he was a guest of some friends. We had some friends over swimming in the pool with the kids. They had some buddies in town, said, hey, can we bring our buddies and their kids? And we said, sure, of course. They come over. Perfectly nice. But the guy, the dad, he said nothing. I mean, he might have been the most shy adult I've ever met. He said nothing in hours of this social
Which
arrangement.
Which would send me on a spiral.
I mean, I didn't quite know what to do. But at a certain point, I noticed what
what my my fit was in the pool area, okay? I had my Crocs on and then hot. Apparently no pants because the bottom of my bathing suit was covered by an oversized sun protection shirt that okay. I got for free.
So you were poo bearing.
So I was poo bearing. No. It was like really low. Yeah, poo bearing shirt. And then I had a trucker hat on that said IP in pools. And I had on SPF 100. Yes. So my skin was bright
pure white.
And I'm walking around with this look on. And I went up to this guy who had spoken to no one and seemed terrified to be there. And I looked at him and I made eye contact with him. And I said, I look like I'm in my 20s, right? And he looked at me like he was so frightened. He didn't know what to say. He had no idea how to tell my 40-something ass, you do not, nobody would ever think you're in your 20s. You need a full time machine to convince anybody of that. It was very funny.
Oh my, and what did he do? He just did nothing?
His friend who had brought him called me in laughed and called me a name and told me to get out of it.
Okay, all right. He saved him.
Yeah.
Because usually I do something like that and it tends to break.
That was the goal.
But every once in a while, it does not work.
I was hoping he'd laugh.
Yes. And you're like, we're all friends here.
Yes. But instead he was like, this is a trap.
I want to go home.
Women and ages. I don't know how it works.
It's a trap.
Yeah. He thought I was entrapping him.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
My turn. All right.
I can't believe it's 5:25 already. No.
Give me your best Gregory Stock PhD.
Come on, Gregory. Right. Or Greg.
119. This is it. This is a long question. If people routinely used tiny point-of-view cameras to record precisely what they saw and heard, what slices of life would you watch?
Wait, of my own life?
No, of others, I guess? Assume that countless
dramatic... Isn't that just Instagram?
Oh, it is? This is a different question.
Gregory, do you not know what Instagram is?
No. Okay. Oh. Whoa. Okay, I'm not giving you that. Should I?
No,
this one is like a... No, I'm not doing that to you. I care.
I care.
I care too much. When did you last cry in front of another person? And when did you last cry alone to yourself?
I feel like I cried in the grocery store the other day.
Oh, that's grim. That is so
no,
grim.
No, I don't... I'm not a big crier. Which I've always told myself is because I don't drink enough water. I'm like, I do have emotions. I'm just dehydrated.
You think that that's how that works?
No, I don't. I'm not very good at lying to myself either. I'm not very
good
every
time you pee, you're like, is that tears?
Those are the tears from my grandmother's funeral. My Grandma Lucy would have liked that joke.
Grandma Lucy, R.I.P.
Yeah, I don't know. I honestly couldn't even tell you. I didn't cry in the grocery store. I just wanted to sound like a real human.
Yeah.
No, I couldn't even tell you the last time I cried, honestly.
What? I cried last night.
Yeah. I
cry all the time. Really?
I get weepy from time to time, I feel like, but nothing ever comes to fruition.
Have you ever seen the movie Wild Robot? It was a book.
Yes,
first.
It was a cartoon, right?
Yeah. I cried so hard in that. And then the other night I rewatched it again with Adrian. I knew it was coming. Cried a second time.
Yeah, I don't know. You know what makes me cry? And this is, I don't know what this says about me.
My beauty.
Your beauty. This is why I'm looking at the street and not you.
Sure.
No eye contact.
Obviously.
Commercials during the Olympics.
Oh, yeah, of course. That'll
like,
do it.
Like, all the mom commercials.
Oh, the mom
I'm
commercials.
Like, the mom got the... But then I'm like, am I crying because the mom loves her kid so much? Or am I crying because that horrible mom made her kid get up at 4 a.m. to go to gymnastics?
Probably the second, frankly.
I'm like, why would she do that? Does she
child.
Even like gymnastics?
No. The answer is she doesn't.
She doesn't.
Wait, speaking of some gymnastics, I saw a photo last night of Simone Biles meeting Shaquille O'Neal.
That must have been
dear listener. Because in your mind you're like, oh, that's AI.
Yeah,
because
that's not possible.
He's just enormous, and she is very
just
small.
Tiny. Where did she come? His waist, his knee,
like right around his belt buckle.
Oh my!
It's a trip.
Yeah,
and it's not just their height scales. It's also like,
whatever comes with height scale. So like broadness and jaw size and like all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like a head versus a head.
Yeah. Like neither of them seem human.
You're too big. What, you're too small.
Yeah. Neither of the scale. Okay. Wait. Hold on.
Okay.
I like this one because the way this is worded, it really shows. See, I feel like Gregory Stock, PhD, is trying to get us.
Oh, wait. Can I pause for a second? What? Because Sam, because I don't have a number to call in. He's very upset that I said you would ruin the Willa's biscuit with butter and jam.
Oh, yeah. I disagree with that.
But my point is the biscuit is so pure and amazing on its own.
Yeah.
That putting anything on it is ridiculous.
Disagree.
I'm standing by it.
Hard disagree.
I mean, it's a hard take here.
Well, their jam is also, they provide some very frosh jam.
Wait, do they make it themselves?
I have no idea.
Maybe I should just eat it separately.
It's V frosh.
Maybe I should just.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, that's maybe.
Tell Sam to mind his business.
We're
at work right now.
He also does claim that I have to, all caps, get the taters.
Yeah, no, so. It's true. Anytime that what we're going to do like a team lunch and we're going to run down to Willa's and grab it. Sam is always like, I don't need anything. And every time I get taters. I
and then he eats them?
Yeah.
Oh, Sam, you can't do that.
I might be gay, but I fully have a work husband.
And his name is Sam.
Okay, wait. Listen
wait,
to
what's
the
his full name?
Sam McDermott.
I know, but is it Samuel?
I think so.
Don't you have his social security number?
I have it all.
You're his employer.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to pull it up on my phone and I'll read out his social security number, his address,
obviously,
his blood type, and a list of his fears real quick.
Because I would like to know if it's Samuel.
It's Samuel.
It must be. What else would Sam be for?
Okay, listen to this question.
Okay, listening.
If your child were to be boring, stupid, or ugly, which would you prefer? And then listen to the follow-up.
Ugly.
Would your choice depend on the child's gender? I swear, Gregory Stock is twisted.
Weird. Okay, that one's easy too, though.
Why?
Because 100%, because first of all, what is ugly? What does ugly mean? I would pick ugly, because who's saying that they're ugly? I would not want a boring kid.
But doesn't that doesn't that apply to stupid too?
I mean, I guess stupid and happy is great.
I know.
What is stupid?
Like, what is stupid?
Book smart? Who cares?
Exactly.
I just wouldn't want boring.
Yeah.
I would be like, you're so boring.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that they're boring.
No, I would. I 100% would.
Is this a perception other people have of them or you have of them?
I don't know. Can you have that perception of your own child?
I don't think so.
Because I think my kids are literally the best kids. I don't like any other children, just mine. Because they're the best.
There's plenty of other children I like, but my kids are honestly the best hang. Like I'm like, there's no way any other family is as cool as this family.
Yeah, I hear other people being like, oh, I got to get rid of my kids. And I'm like, but I like mine.
Well, sometimes I'm like, okay, I got
to
get rid of my kids.
Well, I mean some, you know. But I just tell them at that point, like, you need to stop talking to me right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That's why they always have an 8 o'clock bedtime. I don't care how old they are. Because I'm done.
No, I feel that way.
Quitting
too.
Time. You can read in your book until you're in your bed until midnight, but do not ask me any more questions.
Also, how do you like talk to your partner? How are you if your kids are up until 10:30 at night?
Oh no!
How do you like have any time with adult?
No, go to bed.
Go to bed.
I'm watching baseball.
And also, if they go to bed and they're not tired, read.
Well, that's what
draw.
I. Yeah, they're like, at the age minor.
Entertain yourself.
9 and 12. Yeah. Yeah, so you can turn your own light off.
My older is 5 and a half, and when I like. Check on him if I know he's not, if I can hear him like flopping around up there and I look in and he's like doodling on his little notepad. I'm so proud.
Yeah. Not boring.
Not boring.
Not boring.
Okay. Your turn.
Or stupid. Maybe stupid. I don't know.
I don't know.
What does that
Maybe
mean?
Oh no.
It's so hard. I want to find a funny one. Was it 157? Or you already know that one now. So it's
I don't even remember it. I just remember it was so awful. It was near one of your little bookmarks down there.
If you could become brilliant by having a visible scar stretching from your mouth to your ear, would you?
This is this question is
weird
so
on
absurd.
So many levels.
I'm so... I'm viscerally annoyed at this question. A, what does brilliant mean? Brilliant at what? And B, Tina Fey. Hell yeah.
Wait, she has a scar?
Yeah, she has a scar that goes all the way upper face, and she's like a genius comedy writer. So yeah, give it to me. Give me the scar all damn day.
That's what I would definitely take the scar.
Yeah, but what annoys me is become brilliant.
At what? Changing a tire?
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, now I have
this
scar.
What does it mean? Like, oh, I got, but you know what? If I'm in trouble, I'm going to pull over and that tire is going to be good. Yeah. Anyway, it's very annoying to me. But yeah, sure. Tina Fey. Two words. Done.
All right. Well, here's I'll give you a different one. What could someone figure out about you by the friends you've chosen?
Oh, my wife would be a good one to answer that, actually. She always says that I have such good friends.
Well, that's good.
Well, I chose you.
Oh,
so I guess it shows that I need that scar in order to get brilliant. Because I'm really not doing well. I don't know. My friends are very loyal. I think a lot of my friends are ambitious. I think they're funny. I think they're talented.
They're loving.
They're not boring. They're kind. They're curious. I don't know. I think I have good taste in human.
Yeah.
When there's some toxicity in my life, I get rid of it. I don't.
Yeah.
I really have none of that hanging around at
yeah.
all.
I told somebody that recently. I didn't do that stuff in high school.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it as a middle-aged woman.
No. Middle-aged toxicity.
I may dress like a 13-year-old.
Middle-aged toxicity, band name.
No.
Middle-aged toxicity. I call it. Give me this. All right. Okay. Oh, whoa. If you were to die this evening, see, this is a lot of what we saw was a lot of death.
Yeah.
If you were to die this evening with no opportunity to communicate with anyone, what would you most regret not having told someone?
That one, I don't know. That one's difficult because I am so honest and I feel like I try to tell people how I think and feel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to get serious, but I have lost a lot of people mm-hmm. throughout my life. So mm-hmm. it's like, yeah, I mean, that I try to tell people
yeah.
so that I don't have that.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a friend pass away last year of cancer
mm-hmm.
and another one of your employees, Mr. Wesley Harper, mm-hmm. I immediately texted him and was like, you are my best friend and I love you.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was spurred by that, but it was like, I'd never told him as a friend how much he meant to me. So it's like, yeah, I try to make sure that I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like I just brought the energy down a lot.
No, I fully agree.
So yeah, I don't think I'd have, maybe I'd say more to my parents because that's like an uncomfortable thing. Like we don't really talk that way.
Yeah.
But yeah, my kids, my husband, my friends, like I feel like they all know.
Yeah. I think
I'd say mean
like
things to people.
I love you. Mean things to people because if you're like, I'm going out tonight.
Yeah, I don't do that. So maybe I would tell people mean things or like,
yeah.
You hurt me. But yeah.
You hurt my feelings.
I didn't cry, but I was hurt.
I didn't cry because I don't do that.
Because I'm dehydrated.
I feel like it's you have to share love all the time. Oh,
yeah.
Look who's here. It's Sam, you guys.
Sam!
Dear listeners, hot Sam just walked directly past the
now
studio.
He's not looking at us.
He stopped listening. He turned us off. He shut us off.
He's like acting like he's just walking a dog, just doing his thing.
Oh my goodness. He's got his beautiful son in his arms. Wow, he just 15 women fell over as he passed.
I can't believe he walked by like that, though.
I know.
Like, he was just like, oh, what are you doing here?
What a sly devil. He lives right up the block. So
does he really?
Yeah, yeah. He lives.
Oh, well, you have
his
address. Cause
yeah, I'm going to share that with the listeners, too. Don't
We're
going
to dox him at the end.
Don't worry.
Stick around for that. I feel like time is really going slowly now.
Wait, what do you mean?
Now it's 5:38.
And what time do we have till?
6 o'clock.
Oh, we do?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you have any other questions? Any other actual like work questions for me or anything?
No.
Do you want to talk about
art? Oh, wait.
Art?
I didn't pay my rent yet. Who's
hey!
That? I've always wished
Matt,
I had.
The director
had...
of the Catskill Clubhouse, which is an incredible organization. If listeners out there don't know about the Catskill Clubhouse, it's a wonderful organization that's associated with the MAHGC, whatever, the Mental Health Alliance of Greene County, I get whatever. And it's this incredible program for for young people, and they make music and they make art, and it's just awesome. And Forlin does a lot of fun things with them.
Yeah, they came to a group came to mm-hmm. visit my studio one time, and
how great
talked about
kids?
It was fantastic. They're they so were awesome. Asking like the best questions, and they were really a lot of kids, I feel like sometimes on a field trip, they're like, I don't really want to be
they're
here.
They're so cool.
But yeah, they all were like really engaged, and it was fantastic.
Yeah, there's a young guy that works with the clubhouse. He's 19 now, so not that young. And his name is Noah. And actually, we had that Open Studios event.
Oh,
we
I met. Like yeah, event, I saw him there.
And Noah, we hired him for the day because we were just like, he's so good with people that we were like, look, there's going to be a ton of people around, all kinds of people that are going to ask you all sorts of questions. Just do your best. And the kid is just like, he's one of these young people that you look at and you're like, this kid is so equipped to just like, just kill it in the world.
Yeah.
He's got charisma. He's talented. He's funny. You know, he's clever. He's just a cool dude.
And clearly ready to do stuff. Motivated.
Yeah, man. He's so super motivated.
That's what I always tell my kids. You just need to be motivated. Yeah. That's it.
Something that excites you or you find, you look for a little bit of enthusiasm.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that. Not yet.
What?
Just anything. That's what I tell my kids. They'll always say, I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so you not say not yet. Why do you keep getting texts? Now who is it?
Well, now it's my daughter.
Uh-huh.
What and she's she claiming that I said Sam was hot. I didn't, Marion.
Wait, Marion, that is so messed up that you put your mom on blast, and I know your dad is listening. This is getting
all caps.
It's a family affair. Listen, in fairness, everybody talks about how hot Sam is.
And I'm now going to blackmail you, Marion. And also, Marion has a flip phone.
Awesome.
She has a flip phone, so she has to do what is that called when you text with like, the three keys?
Yeah, so that probably took her the entire time.
Yeah, and that's why it's like a you,
right.
You said.
Right,
yeah.
So when this wraps, she's going to have a retort to what you just said to her.
Oh, she also says, Mom, I'm a listener.
Oh, that's so
thanks,
nice and Marian. Supportive. Full disclosure, I forgot to give my wife the link to listen to this.
Well, it will be archived so everyone can hear it.
Lucky her. This is hard-hitting stuff, very 60 minutes.
Very 60. I'm a gotcha journalist.
It's very gotcha. I'm sweating.
I am sweating, too, because I'm not 100% sure how to turn the...
I was being sarcastic. I'm not sweating. Are you actually sweating?
No.
How many days has it been since you showered? Your hair looks really good. Now that's washed hair.
Now I'm dehydrated.
I know washed hair when I see it. Hi, everybody. There's people walking by. We're waving.
Yeah, I've always wanted like a Today Show level
style thing. Yeah. The closest we're going to get is Sam walking by. And
oh, he's never coming back.
No, he's never coming
he's
back.
Done.
He's going to walk on the opposite side of the street from
He should have.
He really should have to begin with. He doesn't want his name coming back up. In this
no.
Combo.
I'll have to put that in the description of the show. We mostly talked about Sam.
Oh, look, there's some nice people who are waving at us right now.
Oh, now I got another text from Marion. You two are so strange.
You know what? We are strange, and it's really great to be strange.
It is. It's so fun. Not boring.
I really like that. Not boring.
Exactly. Everything is far more entertaining.
Everything's far more entertaining when you're weird. Being weird is just wonderful.
Until you're self-aware of it.
Wait, can I tell you something really great about Sam?
I would love
that. The other day I got to give him a tattoo because I'm a tattoo hobbyist, you know, okay?
Amateur tattooist.
I'm an amateur tattooist. Tattooer? Tattooist. Is it tattooist or tattooer, actually?
I think it's tattooer.
I feel like it's interchangeable, but anyway.
Like a flautist.
Like a flautist, yeah.
Pianist.
With similar skills, similar culture, I would say.
Yes.
Anyway, I love giving tattoos. It's so much fun. And I got to give one to Sam the other day. And before you give a tattoo, you shave the person, whatever. I went through like 15 razors shaving Sam's leg hair. It was maybe the most intimate thing. Keep in mind, Sam and I are work colleagues too. So the next day at work, I was staring at that shiny little calf just thinking, ooh, I shaved
Wait,
that.
How much did you have to shave?
Like that, it was a strawberry. It was like
it was like a
2-inch high strawberry, kind of like at the back, like on the side of his calf. And I went through so many razor shaving.
Did he pick
hair.
It, or that's all you know how to do?
No, he asked me for a strawberry, and so I did a little strawberry.
Did he say why?
I mean, he just loves.
He's a retired chef. He can now afford berries.
Yeah. No, he did that to set goals for himself. Oh. Make enough money to be able to afford this
strawberry,
thing.
Fresh strawberries. Yeah.
So he's a former chef, and so he has food all over the place. Oh, and he's like, I need a strawberry, so we gave him a strawberry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But also, wait, why not a strawberry?
I don't know. I just was curious. That seems just random.
I'll give you a strawberry.
Because what is it? I was like, what does it symbolize? Those people over there are like making out or something.
Ooh.
They're like, I'm loving this right now.
This just got good.
Do you see them?
No. Wait. Are they in the restaurant?
No, they're outside under that flag. And they're just like, what? I mean, they're.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
What are they? 80?
Oh, my God. They are. They're. I would describe them as elderly, not even older, elderly.
Yeah.
Oh, and they were smooching.
And now they're hand in hand.
Under a gay flag.
Yeah. Ugh. They're allies.
Oh, I love this. I love them.
Okay, wait, back to your tattooist hobby.
Yeah.
You told me about that because you wanted to give me a tattoo. And I just assumed it was like stick and poke so you have a gun,
a machine. Yeah,
well, whatever. Yeah,
I'm like pretty
good. Full-on.
Yeah, here's one I did on myself. I think I showed you that.
That's really good.
It's not bad.
Yeah,
I went to art school. I should be able to figure it out. I know. Well, because it's like a trillion years ago.
Okay. Do you want to talk about that?
No.
Why?
Who wants to talk about art school? It's so silly.
No, not art school. I hated art school. Art school traumatized me.
Of course.
Can I put my hair over top of the...
Yeah. No, that's...
Yeah, that's odd.
Oh, look. It's holding it.
I'm literally sweating.
Okay.
I have to figure out how to use the AC in here. What kind of art did you make? Are you a paintist?
A photographist. I made photographs. I made sculptures.
Just a little bit of everything.
I tooled around.
Yeah, you know.
To be honest, I wasn't a very good artist. And the reason I wasn't a good artist is because I never stuck to anything. Like, once I figured out how to get good at something, right? So, like, if I figured out how to build sculptures out of concrete and concrete became, like, I could just do it over and over and, like, okay, I have a system and I pour it, whatever.
Yeah.
I got bored and I moved on to something else. And that's, like, really not a great way to have a career.
Literally don't say that because that's all that I well,
but that's the thing is, like, I think that there is something... It's something that drives me, it makes a lot of sense, but also drives me a little nuts, which is like artists and have to have this sort of recognizable trajectory.
Yes.
It's like you look at something and you're like, that's Wade Guyton. You look at something and you're like, that's, I ran out of references.
Pablo Picasso.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
And it, even like in the contemporary, even like contemporary thinking, I look at artists that I love right now and people that are making stuff. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that I know that that's that person.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's the – and that I could never – I don't think like that. It's, I don't have the attention span or, like, the – I lose interest too fast.
I mean, honestly, that's the same exact story that – of what I experience. And I think it all the time. Like, is this not what I'm supposed to be doing? Because I am far more obsessed with the process – and the experimentation and the learning than I am a finished piece.
Same.
There are just piles and piles and piles of quote unquote art in my studio.
Yeah.
And whenever I see somebody, like somebody will buy something and I'll take it to the framer for them or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the framer handle my art so preciously. Yeah. And I'm like, 5 minutes ago, I sat on it. Because I don't see it that way.
Yeah, me neither.
But I can easily get lost for, you know, 15 hours without even peeing or drinking water, making something.
Yeah.
But then the minute I know how to do it and I feel like I've quote unquote mastered it, which I know I didn't, but you know what I mean? I figured out how to do it and it becomes like a formula, I guess.
Yeah.
Then I lose interest and I move on.
But see, I do think that it's the 10,000 hours, the sort of like continuous redoing or creating these bodies of work or this long-term body of work, whatever, is just, I think it's, there is something to it that seems imperative to whatever, like, quote, success you want in some sort of commercial way in art making. I don't know. That's my observation.
Yeah.
I still consider myself an artist, but I am not, I don't practice making art.
Yeah.
I like systems. Yes. I like building systems.
Yeah.
So to me, like, one of the things that's really fun about Forlan, about like running the business, is the systems are constantly getting built, and then you run into a problem and you have to rebuild this, you have to build a new system, and then the system that you had, you outgrow it and you have to redo it. It's like this constant,
it's problem solving.
Problem
it's
solving.
Creative problem solving.
Yes.
Which is what I do in my art practice.
Yeah.
But that's not creating art, finished art. That's, I mean, saleable per se,
because
it's like, oh, I want to make a silk screen. So that's something I started doing recently.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the problem is I don't know how to silk screen.
Right.
So then I figure out how to solve that problem.
Yeah.
I know what I want the end thing to look like.
Yeah.
And then I reverse engineer and I figure out, and I go back to the beginning and I figure out how to do it. And then when I fix the problem, quote unquote, then I'm
done. Yes. Yeah. I was sort of the same. I was a little bit the same way. I think my verbiage on it is a little different, but that's exactly how I was.
Yeah.
And I just think that, like, at the end of the day, that just wasn't sustainable. There just wasn't enough in it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm much more fulfilled, like, observing art, and like seeing how, like, what other people make, and
yeah, you're still around it.
I'm still around
constantly.
It. I just don't need to, it doesn't need to be part of my production.
Yeah.
That said, I am very into giving tattoos.
Yeah.
I just want to, and I look at some of the stuff that people do, and I'm like, how? I couldn't even do that on paper. How did you just put that on a body?
Yeah.
It's wild.
I'm covered in horrible tattoos.
I gave such a bad tattoo. Wait, let me tell you the tattoo I gave the other day. What are those?
I don't even want to talk about it.
Well, for a while, I thought one of them was the Dave Matthews Band.
Oh, my
logo.
God. No.
I got to be honest.
It's not.
I got to be honest.
Well, okay, so
Marion, chime in. Does your mom have good tattoos? Let's hear.
No, I am like, Marion, don't get tattoos or you'll look like this.
Well, but see, that's the funny thing about me is I'm in my mid-40s. And I didn't get my first tattoo is the letter A for when my son Adrian was born 5.5 years ago. And I'm in my mid-40s.
Well, that's a better choice.
I skipped the whole like teenage and 20s,
yeah,
partying, getting tattooed. That wasn't me. I didn't do it.
Everyone should skip that.
Sure. I mean, and now, but not the sex. You can add in the sex.
Yeah.
It's fine. But all the other stuff. Oh, Marion. No.
She wrote no.
Oh,
she said that's an odd tattoo.
That's an odd tattoo.
They're not good.
We're strange.
So,
we're odd.
Marion's very judgmental. I'm sorry, Marion. I love you, but that's part of who you are. I lived in Boston.
Yeah.
I went there for college and lived there for almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And tattooing.
Harvard was lucky to have you.
They were.
Mm-hmm.
Harvard Extension School.
Harvard online, Harvard ex Trump you online. Uh-huh.
Yes. So tattooing and piercing was illegal.
In there. Boston?
Yes, it was. In Massachusetts. I think it was all of Massachusetts.
So was that in the early 2000s?
Yeah.
Okay.
So at some point,
wow.
I feel like it was 2003 or something, they reversed that and now tattooing was legal. And
okay.
I lived in a place called Quincy, Massachusetts, in the city.
Yeah.
Wollaston, to be specific. And tattoo places just started popping up everywhere. The minute they made it legal,
sure,
tattoo places were everywhere. And as a dum-dum,
yeah,
which I was, I was like, well, of course they have certifications and blah, 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 blah. So I just walked into a place in Quincy,
Mass,
was like, do your thing.
Sure, sure.
And they were horrible. And then I went back. So I have, and I continued to go back thinking like,
To have them fix it?
No, to get a different one.
This time to I'm going to get it right.
So I currently am the owner of 6 atrocious tattoos.
Where are they? There's arms. Okay, that one's not that bad.
It's, what is it? People think I'm
a ram.
Yeah, but people think I'm a fan of like whatever the Rams football team is.
Yeah, but you know what? I bet if you took that to someone really good, that's also not that bad.
And then there's two on my legs that
okay,
really confuse people.
Okay.
You just
That's
laugh.
Not great.
And there's a matching one
that
on the
That one's
other
not
side.
Great. Is that Jesus?
It's not good. It's
two
not.
On the ankles.
They're not good.
The two of the ankles are not great.
No.
They're less than great. But let me tell you.
Maybe you could add something to that.
Nothing could strawberries, make it worse. I'm not going to lie. The ram and the flower, I bet if you took that to like a really good photorealist type of tattooer, they could turn that into something that's so gorgeous.
So not atrocious.
So not, and the flower could be stylized to be a little more like
not
just
stupid.
Cooler. But I don't you know, I don't hate that.
They're so bad.
Yeah, that one, those two are tough.
They're tough. But
those
I mean, people can't see what I'm talking about. But
do you know what the Dave Matthews Band It was like on an album cover and it's some weird abstract
dancing
lady
thing.
Dancing or something.
Because now that you say that, I'm like, there's somebody in the Foreland parking lot who has that as a sticker on their car.
Oh, interesting.
And I was like, what is that? I know what that is. What is that? And now that you say that, now I know that
now,
they're
every time
a DMB fan.
Every time I see you and I'm pulling into the parking lot, I'm just going to blast, damn, dare, dare, dare.
Oh my God. Dare,
dare, dare.
I did not like Dave Matthews growing up. I went to boarding school.
Was it all girls?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, God, I would have died.
Well, I don't know.
No, I love boys.
Well, no, I know, but I wasn't sure how they worked. I
no.
mean, things are sounding very puritanical right now with the no tattoo parlors in Boston.
Yeah. No,
and
it was
the boarding school and the Harvard education.
And the Harvard Extension School. No, it was co-ed, but I did not want to be there. And that was
Where was it?
In Millbrook, New York.
Oh, okay. What was it called?
Millbrook.
Oh, yeah, it's like very famous.
Millbrook Preparatory School.
Yeah, it's a very high-end school.
Yeah.
Sure. So, high-end, I don't know if that's the right word, but a prep school.
It was good, yeah.
Ranked,
yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. But yeah, that was what the quad life was, Frisbee and Dave Matthews
Band.
I was punk rock, you know?
Yeah, of course.
From Germantown, New York.
You're like, I can't wait to get Dave Matthews tattooed just to show you guys I don't like Dave Matthews. Yeah. It's going to be ironic.
It's ironic.
Yeah. Ironic on my body forever.
Someone recently showed me, this is so Lucy, a tattoo that they had. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I was like, whatever, dude, it's okay. Like, I'm covered in terrible tattoos as well.
Sure.
And then he was like, wait, what?
Wait, he wasn't saying,
it was bad.
Oh, no. Okay, now that's one of those things. That's a callback to earlier in this conversation.
Yeah.
Where you blacked out.
Yes.
And then, you came to and you're like, oh, no.
Why?
Why did I do that, Lucy?
Yeah.
Why did I do that?
Why did I say that?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
He's on his way to the removery right now.
Yes.
Okay, what did Marion say?
She just called out whose tattoo it was.
Oh, no. What?
Marion, stop texting
me. Get it together. Girl, you need to get back in school. This summer break's too long for you.
Oh, summer break. Marianne, how was your summer break? You have two kids. They're younger.
I'm having the time of my life. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Yes, I really am. I love being around my kids this much. I feel like our team at Foreland is just so on point and just it's just great. Like, people are working hard and also having a lot of fun, and it's letting everybody is enjoying their summer.
Yeah.
I don't know how else to say it. And I just love being with my kids.
Yeah.
And we went to Zoom Flume for the first time.
Oh,
which was
snap.
Super fun. It's just great. I don't know how else to say it. I'm just loving being with my kids this much. I haven't been, you get into it. They're in my older ones in school.
Yeah, that's a game changer.
It's a game changer. And, you go amongst your day and weeks go by and you get up and you got to get them out to school and where are your shoes and where did it. And you're just kind of like going through the motions. And I feel like I'm stopping and really smelling the roses this summer with my kids. I also am I'm a summer birthday person.
Mm-hmm.
So my birthday is in August. And I think this was my favorite year that I've been on the earth.
That's awesome.
In terms of my younger kid went from 1.5 to 2.5, and so much happens in that time.
Oh, yeah.
And just, I don't know, we're just vibing as a family. It's
That's
just
awesome.
Fun.
I feel like the pandemic taught me that. I had my kids already.
Oh, yeah.
So Marion was in first grade and Charlie was three.
Wow.
And I've always been a stay-at-home working mom.
Sure.
So I always worked with them. I had to for the money, but I didn't have enough money also to pay for daycare. There also wasn't daycares.
Yeah.
So it was tough.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of like get them situated so that I could go do work.
Yes.
You know.
Sure.
And then during the pandemic, all of a sudden it became okay to quote unquote just be a mom.
Yeah.
And I was like, wait, this is better.
it's honestly like my wife, we decided, whatever, that she was going to take a break from work and stay at home with the littler one. And it's a shitload of work.
Yeah.
It's
24/7.
She works so hard. I come home and the list of things she did that day is just so extraordinary.
Yeah.
She's like, well, I had to get on the phone with the tax assessor because our taxes went up on our house. And I'm like, oh, that sucks.
I spent 3 hours the other day trying to sign up my daughter for sports next year.
Yes.
I'm like, who can do this?
And then
you need a PhD like Gregory Stock.
Just like Gregory Stock.
Listen, to figure out how
Greg
to do
Stock
it.
Greg Stock reminds us that what really matters are the questions.
Are the questions.
Dear listener,
Lucy,
I
feel like...
Lucy and I have no answers. We only have questions.
Oh, we have no answers.
I've never
Don't
been
listen
closer to
us.
Having fewer answers than after talking to you, Lucy.
We have 10 seconds.
Okay, well, thank you for having
me. Thank you so much for being here.